WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has details about tonight's local baseball broadcast.
It's coming down to the final few weeks of the hometown baseball season. Games scheduled tonight: Black Earth at Wisconsin Dells and Lodi at Sauk Prairie. Plus, we'll have coverage of Reedsburg at Cazenovia. I talked to manager Nick Stittleberg of Cazenovia about the rivalry with Reedsburg.
They're one of the most competitive rivals. We have a fun rivalry with the Dells as we had last weekend. But Reedsburg, as some of the older guys I know that have played a while or past Reds, Reedsburg is definitely, I would say, our biggest rival in terms of rivalry games.
I know they have a busy weekend. I think they have three games this weekend, so it's getting right down there where you got to get some of these games in, isn't it?
Yep. Everybody that's had a rain out and couldn't make it up sometime, we got to get them in before the end of July here. So a lot of weekends are packed, fortunately for us. We've already made all of ours up, and knock on wood, hopefully we won't have any more rain outs for us the rest of the way.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Cazenovia hosts Reedsburg.
Thanks, Phil. The Brewers took 4 out of 5 games in this week's series in St. Louis, capping things off with an 8-4 winner yesterday. Jake Bauer's 3-run shot in the 3rd inning was the big blast. Bryce Terang also went deep, and Logan Henderson claimed his 3rd win. Milwaukee leads the Chicago Cubs in the Central Division standing by 6.5 games. Brandon Sproat is scheduled to start tonight's game opener at Pittsburgh in the last series before the 2026 All-Star Game. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 5:40, and the broadcast is currently underway. The Bucks are bringing multi-talented Pete Nance back after cutting him from the roster. That was apparently just a short-term strategic move as the team maneuvered its way through the big trade. Details on the deal signed by Nance haven't been revealed, according to BehindTheBuckPass.com. The move settles the front court, and now the front office needs to make some decisions in the backcourt. And despite recent subpar one-loss records, the support for Wisconsin Badger football remains strong. 24/7 Sports reports the university's ticket allotment for the season opener against Notre Dame is sold out. It's a big challenge. The Fighting Irish are expected to be among the top challengers for the national championship. It's an all-new Badger squad with 33 roster additions through the transfer portal. Tickets still remain for Wisconsin's game against Western Illinois, Eastern Michigan, Michigan State, Rutgers, and Minnesota. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.